Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Israel has reportedly banned from entering the country U.S. freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, in accordance with a 2017 Israeli law requiring the Interior Ministry to ban foreign nationals who support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. The two Democratic lawmakers were scheduled to arrive in Israel sometime over the weekend and were slated to visit Ramallah, Hebron, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem. Joining me to talk about this is Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, a Palestinian physician, activist, and politician who serves as General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, also known as Al-Mubadara. Dr. Barghouti, what do you make of the decision by the Israeli government to ban the congresswomen from entering?
This decision, or even debating this decision, shows three things. First of all, is that Israel and the Israeli government have a lot to hide in terms of their practices and their violations of human rights against the Palestinian people, including their racist behavior that can be classified as a system of apartheid. And they are afraid that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib will expose these severe violations of human rights to the American public, given that they are respected as elected members of the Congress. Second, it shows that Israeli government is behaving in a racist manner, and they are banning these two democratically elected congresswomen because of their racial origin. And in that, they are joining the same racism that has been shown by the American president, Mr. Trump. Third, in my opinion, this shows that Israel is not a democracy, because which democracy in the world would prevent two American congresswomen from arriving in their country or from visiting a place which is under occupation? Which country would do that if it is a democracy? None. And that is another proof that Israel is not a democracy.
Dr. Barghouti, how significant was this visit to the Palestinians?
It's significant, but also it's symbolic. First of all, one of these two congresswomen is originally from Palestine, and she was planning to visit her original village and visit her grandfather and grandmother. And this is exactly what President Obama did when he visited Kenya and visited his grandmother there. This is significant because it shows that the Palestinian community in the United States is active and capable of having representatives that reach the highest ranks in the American administration. Second, it is significant because these two women are supporting the right of the Palestinian people to struggle in a nonviolent manner against occupation and against the system of apartheid. Third, it is a moral support to the Palestinian people who are struggling for freedom. This is quite significant, and the fact that Israel is trying to prevent them or has prevented them from coming here is another proof of how valuable this visit would have been. But I do think that canceling the visit will even have a bigger impact in the United States.
You are listening to Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, a Palestinian physician, activist, and politician who serves as General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, also known as Al-Mubadara. Dr. Barghouti, according to reports, President Donald Trump was upset with the Israeli government for allowing BDS supporters into the country. What do you make of that?
The Israeli government did not fail Mr. Trump. They showed that they are capable of having the same racist approach as he did when he attacked Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and asked them to go back to the countries they originally came from, forgetting that this could apply to him as well. So in my opinion, this is another proof that this world is struggling very hard against racism, which manifests itself in different ways, but especially manifests itself in the worst possible way in the case of Israel.
Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim.